Now this morning we're going to focus on the four accounts that we have, that we read about in the Gospel of John and of Luke. And on the news sheet there were four particular and different times in which the Lord Jesus Christ's passion, compassion is really noticeable. What does the word compassion mean? And if we look up a dictionary, we find it says a feeling of distress and pity for the circumstances and suffering of another. A feeling of distress and pity for the circumstances and suffering of another. And I want to, in our thoughts this morning, we need to see that our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a very emotional Saviour. He has wonderful compassion. He has a great love. And he pities those who are in extreme circumstances. Solomon said long ago, sorrow is better than laughter. For by the sadness of the heart is made better. Well, what does that mean? It means that the trial of sorrow has a really refining effect on a soul. It softens the usual coarse attitudes and feelings of our nature. And I guess we can all relate to that, because we're not all so soft-hearted as we could be. But if we go through a trial of sorrow, then those trials help to soften our nature. And it so helps us to act in a much, much more gracious way, even under the most trying circumstances. And it also has a purifying effect, because it was said of our Lord Jesus Christ himself that he was made perfect through weakness. Now that doesn't mean that we are to go around searching for trouble or searching for trials. For we're also told by the psalmist the troubles that afflict the just in number many be. But it does mean that if we go through these times, if we undergo trouble or trials or problems which bring us to such an attitude of heart, then we must exercise our minds and our hearts in a spiritual way. And if we do this, we can also say with the psalmist, at length, out of them all, he has set me free. Now, there's never a time in a Christian journey through life that a Saviour is more precious than when that life is in the time of sorrow. And there's nothing that will move our hearts more to love and to admiration and to commitment more than when we look and study and feel for the Lord Jesus Christ in his sorrow and in his sufferings. For we also know from the prophet of old that he was a man of sorrows, and he was acquainted with griefs. And today, if we feel our eyes welling up with a little bit of water today, as we consider these texts and as we pursue the compassion of Christ, then the Holy Spirit will be encouraging us to meet with this precious Saviour. And he will be encouraging us to let our love flow out to him anew today. And if I may say, if anyone is outside of Christ today and doesn't know him as their Saviour, then it is our prayer that these words from the Scriptures may encourage you to draw your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the first instance we want to think about today is at the tomb of Lazarus. And death had crept into this peaceful little home in Bethany. And this is a place where Jesus loved to go. And he went there and he talked with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And suddenly there's a darkness over the house. There is quite a difference. People are walking around softly. People are speaking quietly. And the blinds are drawn.